Well, it's another short work week for Congress, and that means the deadline to fund the government for the next year is rapidly approaching. Congress has until September 30th to pass a budget and have it signed by the president, by the way. That's going to happen also. And that's just 8 work days away. How can agencies start preparing to operate under a continuing resolution or possible shutdown? Don Kettle is a professor at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy. He follows these things and joins me now with some tips. Don, great to have you on.
It's good to be with you this morning, Tom.
Well, so it seems like this is all we ever talk about year after year, is the end of the year. I mean, what's your handicap? CR, or will the politics of this lead to what looks like what a lot of people are saying is an inevitable shutdown?
This is looking ugly. I'm not sure it's inevitable, but I think it's getting very close. And there's so many factors that are going to make it so hard. We've got a set of Republicans in the Senate who are running for the presidency, and Mitch McConnell can stand in his chair and throw a rock at random almost and hit a presidential candidate. And we've got a couple of them, including Ted Cruz in particular, who is in a position now in the mid-rank of the Republican presidential candidates who badly needs a breakthrough move. And it could very well be that for him, staging a government shutdown could do that. And that's even before we get to the big battles over Planned Parenthood and the domestic and military battles over sequestration and Republicans' efforts to try to somehow give Barack Obama a black eye on the Iran deal. I mean, there are just so many factors that are bubbling up here now. It's going to be very hard to get a deal done, and there's not much time in which to do it.
And, of course, I mean, to be fair, it's not as if Democrats are budging an inch on what their priorities are.
Well, exactly. The Democrats, from their point of view, have dug in not only the fight back on the fetal tissue issue with Planned Parenthood, but they're trying to bust up sequestration. The current deal right now is that there would be an effort to try to ratchet down both military and domestic spending, both this year and in future years. And this, again, was the deal that's supposed to be so horrible that nobody would ever imagine being able to embrace it. But the Democrats want to try to find ways of trying to increase both domestic and military spending. Republicans don't want to have any increase in domestic spending. So we've got a battle on that and what's going to happen on the budget side, on the broad overall strategy and the procedural pieces. So the Democrats have got their own issues that they're after as well. And to be frank, I think that there are some Democrats, even though they wouldn't say it, wouldn't mind embarrassing the Republicans for the shutdown either. So they may prove intransigent at the last minute just in a procedural matter to try to put the Republicans in a bad light.
All right, so that leaves those that, I guess you could say, those that work for the federal government as a career and those that use the federal government as citizens, we're all better than our politicians. We can probably say that. in truth, though, the federal government doesn't shut down in the sense that so many of the emergency management and first response and also benefits mechanisms like Social Security actually keep going regardless, correct?
Well, that's right. And one of the things, unfortunately, that's happened as a result of these battles in last years is we've gotten kind of good at figuring out how to try to make most of government happen most of the time. There are the parts of government that have permanent appropriations and parts that are deemed essential. And so for most of government, the impact on citizens is really pretty modest. Well, if the government shuts down, we'll see the film of national parks where people can't get in and Social Security offices where people can't go to resolve the problems, even though the checks will continue. The real problem is for any kind of sensible long-term planning that is long-term more than a week or two inside the federal government and what this does to the morale of federal employees at the same time. Although it seems increasingly clear that no matter what happens this time, that at least the wages that federal employees might lose in the meantime will be made up again. We've got Senator Cardin who introduced legislation to that effect last week. And even if that doesn't pass, it's pretty clear that given our precedents in the past, that the wages will be restored. But it's still no certainty, and it just makes things miserable in the meantime for everybody to figure out how to plan at a time when it's hard to plan more than a day or two, let alone a week or two in advance.
Well, from a personal standpoint, though, yes, even if you are fairly confident as a federal employee that you will be paid back pay, the fact is you don't get money while the shutdown is going on. And so if it's 2 or 3 weeks like it was the last time, 2 or 16 days, then that's 3 weeks of pay that people don't get while they're not on the job. And so that means that can be tough for some people.
That's awful. And it's tough for lots and lots of people because it's coming at the beginning of the month. Some people may have a hard time making mortgage payments, car payments, rent payments, paying the grocery bills. Lots of people don't have a lot of money sitting around, 3-4 weeks worth of extra money to be able to take them through tough times. There may be college tuition bills that people have to save for, expenses to try to keep kids in school. It's just as it's bad in every conceivable respect, and it's just a it's a horrible way, quite frankly, to treat federal employees. And it doesn't make it any easier to make the federal government an attractive place for people to work.
And those that are politically appointed do keep working. And so the last time you had the situation of people like the Merit Systems Protection Board having to work in a dark office with no support staff, doing, in effect, all of their own paperwork while they were trying to decide cases.
Right, exactly, because they get into this business of what's essential and what isn't. But in some ways, the ultimate nuclear weapon on this the last time was that so many people had their BlackBerry shut down that helped to drive both on the executive side but also in the legislative branch an effort to try to find some resolution. I've talked to members of congressional staffs who lost their BlackBerries the last time, and that was as horrific as anything is that happened anywhere. It just was, but not to make light of it, this is just a bad situation where we've had people who have either had to go to work without support, not being sure whether or not they're going to go to work, not sure if they're going to get paid, and if they are going to get paid, having to make up the difference later on. It's just it's a bad situation and a difficult one in which to try to recruit and retain the very best workers that we need. The good news is that people in the long run probably won't lose wages. In the short run, they've got to find a way to try to make up the difference.
We're speaking with Don Kettle, a professor at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy. And so what should managers be doing now to prepare for what could happen, whether a shutdown or a CR?
Well, the best things in particular first are to at least make sure that the basic ground rules are clear. Is the office going to be open or not? If it's going to be closed, is it very clear that people can or cannot do telework or do commuting and computer work from home? The answer is that for the most part, if the office is shut down, people should not be doing email or other things as well, although that guidance will come from managers. If there's a kind of a partial opening, what kind of support is going to be available? If the office remains open, then what are the basic understandings about the kind of support that's going to be given, the kind of computer resources, the kind of electronic technology, who else that the office needs to work with to get the work done? Those are the key things, and especially the matter of getting this networking piece working. That is, if I need to work with other agencies to get my job done, are they going to be in business or not? And that's something that's often very difficult to figure out. It may be hard enough in one's own office to sort things out. Understanding what the partners are going to be up to as well is even harder in some cases. And then I think probably the most important thing of all is to try to work on that all-important morale issue, because employee engagement is increasingly important. We've seen issues in so many agencies that both managers and agencies are struggling to try to find a way to engage employees and to motivate them. This doesn't make things any easier. And no matter what, the very uncertainty makes it all the more important for managers at this point to understand that and try to do all they can to be supportive of and listen to their employees as everybody tries to work through this crazy business. Because even if the government doesn't shut down, there's the uncertainty hanging over everybody in the meantime, no matter what. And that's a problem, even if the ultimate problem doesn't occur.
And to final question, if OMB, if the Office of Management and Budget, were to put out information now for agencies, what's the most important thing they can give them to know what to do as we move forward?
I think it's really a combination of three things. It's clarity about whether or not the office is open or not, clarity about the nature of kind of the support that will or will not be available, but then the all-important question about how and who else in the network that the agencies have to work with will be available or not. Because if you need other agencies to do your job, and it's critical to know whether or not they're going to be there to help you do that work along the way. So that's the stuff that has to be done in the meantime. And that's that last piece that I think so often ends up falling through the cracks, because it's hard enough to know what's going to happen in your own agency, let alone what's going to be happening everywhere else.
All right. Don Kettle is professor at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy. As always, good to talk with you.
So good to talk with you, Tom.